Cyrus Plonjo is no stranger when it comes to winning. The former University of Alabama offensive tackle was part of Bama's college football dynasty, contributing to two BCS national titles.
Blessing. I mean, I played college for 3 years, and 2 out of those 3 years, I got championship rings, and it's an honor. Being part of a big-time football school is it's a privilege also, and, you know, thank God about it every day.
The Bills' second-round pick says he wants to win. He wants to be successful. He says that head coach Nick Saban has truly prepared him for this next level.
The way he runs his program is extremely demanding, so I don't think there's a lot more surprises out there.
What do you think he's taught you most about, you know, life and football and, you know, a combination of the both?
Prioritize. It's probably one of the biggest things I learned. I mean, of course you hear it every day, like, you know, since you're a child, but prioritizing, you know, checklist and what's important to you.
While it's safe to say the 6'7", 322-pound Quanjo was born to play football, the Cameroon native didn't start out playing the game.
Everyone's asked you this a million times, but where did you just one day, did you just decide, hey, I want to play football?
I played a lot of sports before football. Tried baseball, didn't work. Tried basketball, always got fouled out, got frustrated, didn't work. Soccer, it always stuck me in goalie, wasn't too fun, didn't work. But I played football sophomore year of high school. It helped me pay for my high school, which I went to a private school called Dematha Catholic High School. It's in Western D.C. So that's where I started.
Starting alongside big brother Ari, and then again a few years later at Alabama.
It's one of the best things that happened to me, playing, going to school with my brother in college. Everybody heard about the good times we had, but you know, we both got hurt our knees around the same time in the rehab. That's when it kicked in to have a brother right next to you doing rehab with you, because, you know, rehab is just two levels of pain. First level is just physical pain of doing the rehab and how tedious it is every day, same thing, higher reps is tedious. Second pain is like the pain of not knowing when the physical pain is going to stop. Because it's over and over every day.
It's tough for a lot of guys to go through. You know, I think it's a huge blessing to be able to go through that with my brother.
In 2012, Quanjo started all 14 games at left tackle, and later that season went on to win a second BCS national title.
Everybody has this feeling, you know, when you work for something so hard and you put a lot of hours in something, just like a college student studying, pulling 3 all-nighters before a test. And then he takes the test and he hits 100%. That same feeling. You know, when I practice all day, every day out here on the film, slaving on the field, watching film, studying, slaving, all this stuff. And it shows in my game. It's a great feeling.
Another great feeling, being part of the Buffalo Bills.
Do you ever think in a million years you'd end up in Buffalo?
You know, I thought, you know, in the back of my head, I was thinking, you know, if God knows me, and if God's truly behind me and he knows the type of person I am, he wouldn't put me in old Miami. He wouldn't put me in old San Diego. He put me in somewhere like Buffalo. And behold, here I am.
I love the fan base. I heard that they're as crazy about their football as, you know, it was in Alabama.
Every player wants to see their stands full, you know. Everybody wants them to come out and watch us play, so I'm really excited for that.
The fans are excited too, and I'm sure we can expect big things from Quanjo this season. From One Bills Drive, I'm Alexandra Vitale.